Well, it is the last Tuesday in July. And that doesn't mean that the summer is over. What it does mean, though, it is time for another Tech Tuesday with Sarah Kenzie, the Digital Media Manager here at Mater Dei Radio. Sarah joins us every Tuesday to let us know what is hitting your inbox this afternoon. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's been real hot outside. How do you beat the heat?
Good morning, Brenda. Yes, it has been very warm. Today I'm staying inside where the AC is blasting.
That's right. I think that's kind of, if you've got air conditioning, that is exactly where you're going to be sitting, not doing too much exercising either, because it is a hot one. Well, I guess something else that is hot is, boy, all of the great shows that are coming out of Mater Dei Radio. Every Tuesday, you send out an email with kind of a highlight reel to let listeners know what's been going on here at the station. You've got a great email coming out, boy, and topping the list, the Catholic Sentinel. Tell us more.
That's right. So many of our listeners will have heard the sad news from last week that starting in October, the Catholic Sentinel will be ceasing their operations. And last week, right after we found out about that, actually, David already had an interview scheduled with their editor, our good friend, Ed Longwa. And Ed joined us on the morning blend the day after that news broke, and kind of gave us a little bit more, you know, insight into what was going on behind that decision and some of the things, you know, they're hoping for the future. You know, we appreciate everything that the Catholic Sentinel has done over the years in this area. They've been such an invaluable part of keeping up with Catholic news. I mean, I remember, you know, finding articles in there when I was a kid about, you know, oh, like it's our local church or a local story or a family member. And a lot of times Ed was the one writing those articles, but they've just done such a fantastic job. But we have this great interview with Ed, and we'll include that in the email. So you can go ahead and listen to that and hear from Ed about that big news.
Boy, it was really kind of something that took your breath away when you first read it. And and what I did appreciate about having Ed on the show too, though, and you'll hear if you open up that email and listen to the podcast of that interview, that he was full of hope.
Mm-hmm.
He was full of hope. And there has been, they've had some time to kind of digest this and figure out what this means for their staff. But for all of us who are just now hearing about it, again, yeah, it's taken us a little time to get used to it, but well, we'll just follow Ed's lead on that and just look forward to this with hope and know that God makes good of everything that happens. And so we wish them all of the best. Well, along with one of our interviews, you always highlight one of the shows. I think I'm familiar with the one you're highlighting in this week's episode.
I think so. So next up, we're going to highlight an episode of View from the Pew, which, if our listeners don't know, Brenda hosts with her husband, Deacon Scott. And this was a recent episode where you interviewed author Rachel Balducci, and she just wrote a new book, called No Such Thing as Ordinary. It's really about, how do you become more aware of God's presence in your everyday life, and realizing, you know, that God has these extraordinary plans for all of us, but we find them through these everyday encounters with Jesus. And I love just hearing about her talk about, you know, her life as a mom and you know, had different phases, like how, you know, work and life and children and all these different things, you know, they mean different things in different times. And how do you figure that out? She talks about the woman at the well and how, you know, we really, for ourselves, need to believe and to trust, you know, that God wants to fill us with that living water, that he wants to fill us up and trust that he will do that. And so just a beautiful testimony from her. And then also I really like that in every episode after the interview, you and Scott kind of digest that a little bit and talk about that in your family. And so I just really love the whole thing. It's a great, I think, reminder for all of us to find God in those ordinary moments of life.
Well, one of the things that really struck me about our interview, our discussion that I had with Rachel, is that she'd said that the woman at the well, Christ was waiting for her and offered her something greater. Right? Then that water is something that would fill her up always. And what Rachel said was, the water that Christ offered the woman at the well is the same water that is offered to all of us every single day now. That is, it is eternal. It is timeless. And I've been thinking about that since I talked with Rachel, thinking it's the same. I absolutely love it. And I do love the opportunity Scott and I have to talk about these things. Now, we have been going through a little transition with the View from the Pew because his schedule is a federal employee. That's his regular job. He's been traveling a lot more. So we made the investment. We got him a little home podcast set up with a nice microphone. So that way, no matter where he is in the U.S., well, he always makes time for A View from the Pew. Sarah Kenzie is our digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. She joins us every Tuesday to talk a little bit about an email. Well, it's coming to your inbox this afternoon. So along with all of the great program that we have, our interviews, our locally produced shows, we talk about often, every day, in fact, on the morning show, we highlight something from our community calendar. The great thing about our calendar is, one, Deborah is amazing in what she finds.
Yes.
I think she scours all of the bulletins in the area and she finds things and gets them on the community calendar along with those events that people let us know about, right? Mm-hmm. So if you are looking for something to do, go to the community calendar. It is full. Almost every day during these summer months, there's something going on. We know that the monks down at Mount Angel Abbey, they're always busy. In fact, a lot of summer events are happening. They came right from the Benedict Festival, and they pushed right into their next event, and it's highlighted in the email.
That's right. So this weekend, the Mount Angel Abbey is hosting their Bach Festival. So it's over several days and you can spend the evening there. You'll have a chance to listen to music, just time to visit, and then also a picnic. And so I was just there for the Benedict Festival, and I'm guessing it's a very similar setup with, you know, eating out on the lawn and listening to music in the church. And then they also have these classical performances in the big Damien Center in the hall there. It's such a nice environment to just kind of relax, you know, meet some new people, talk with the monks, eat some great food, listen to some great music. And so we'll have all the details in the email for you if you're looking for, you know, a classy classical music evening in the summer. I mean, it's just such a fun summer event. So we'll have all the information for you right there in our email.
You are absolutely right. The monks down at Mount Angel, they really know how to class the place up a little bit too. Anytime spent at Mount Angel Abbey, well, it is time that is blessed. Well, Sarah, before you go, we were talking earlier during our staff meeting, more than 1,300 people are now using the app. There are some great things right on the front page. It's not like you have to go very far to use the app. Kind of remind our listener about some of the things that, well, if they haven't downloaded the app yet, this is what they're going to find right on the front page.
Sure. So right from the front page and along the bottom, there's a menu. And so there's some of our key features are right there. And so one of them is Listen Live. So no matter where you are, maybe you're traveling around the country this summer or you're out of range of our radio broadcast, just hit Listen Live and you can listen anytime, no matter where you're at, and see, you know, what we're up to here at Mater Dei Radio. There's also all of our locally produced shows are there in podcast form. So if you just click podcast, you can listen to any of our shows, including a couple that are not on the air. We have the Social Justice and Faith Moments with Dina Marie podcast also available, as well as things like The Morning Blend, View from the Pew, Voice of the Shepherd. All of our shows are right there. You'll also be able to access our prayer library and all of our prayer features just through the pray icon, as well as the bridge, which is our lifestyle section. So that's where you'll find things such as Chef John's recipes, reflections on encountering Jesus, things about sports, vocations, all these different things that are just kind of more of our everyday life type of thing in the bridge section.
I love the bridge section, but boy, I especially love those times when Chef John comes. That last cinnamon bread, that gluten-free bread. Absolutely delicious.
I'm missing that this week. I mean, like, I know he's busy, but man, can he just bring us some treats every week?
Oh, boy, that would be a blessing for sure. Well, Sarah, you're a blessing to the station. Thank you so much for your time today. Thanks for talking another Tech Tuesday with us.
Of course. Always blessed to be here.
And if you are not receiving those emails, well, you need to be. Go to our webpage, materdeiradio.com, or look at the front page of the Hail Mary Media app, and it says email sign up right there. You can put in your email and start using that app right away. More information, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.